This is an Equity Mates Media podcast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
time. Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing. In this podcast, we cover all the basics you need to start your investing journey. Are you joining us for the first time, though, or is this the very start of your investing journey? Well, before you dive into this episode with us, our feed is designed to go from the very beginning. So we strongly recommend you scroll up and start at episode one. However, if you're feeling brave and just want to dive in, don't let us stop you. Here at GSI, we unpack all the jargon and the confusing bits, hear your investing stories with the goal of making investing less intimidating. And of course, we want to have a good time along the way. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. Very excited for this second part of this three-part series on investing globally. But before we get there, I just want to make a note that it feels like your intro is getting longer and longer every time.
It's interesting you say that because I haven't changed it in some time here on Get Started Investing. So maybe sometimes I skip out a few lines here or there. It's just what I'm vibing on the day. But
hey, you do you. If that's what you're vibing.
I will.
I'm just here for the day when your intro takes 20 minutes and I can really sit back, have a coffee, just settle
in. What do you mean? That's exactly what you do throughout any episode.
Yeah, true.
Now you're right, Ren. We are here to continue on the global train, an exciting topic for us really, because we just get so amped about the fact that we're able to invest in so many exciting companies, not only here in Australia, but all around the globe. And in this episode, we're going to continue on with the benefits of doing so, look at why the world is less risky, and really dig into how to actually go global. But before we do, some exciting news, Ren. Our book
is available for pre-order. We have been slaving away in front of a computer, emptying our brains, taking every skerrick of knowledge we've collected over the last 4.5 years from over 150 expert interviews, from speaking to the Equity Mates community, and from reading and learning ourselves. And we've packed it into a tight 330 pages of everything you need to know about investing. The book is called Get Started Investing. We're very creative with names here at Equity Mates. But really, for us, it's an opportunity to share what we've learned and also a whole bunch of lessons that we wish we knew when we were starting our investing journeys. And would love if you could go and pre-order a copy. If you love what we do on the podcast, if you feel like you've got value from the Equity Mates community, it would be a massive help to us if you could pre-order a book. But we also think it's probably the best distillation of everything we've learnt. And so we're pretty confident wherever you are on your investing journey, there's going to be a lot of value in there for you.
Absolutely. No more excuses. It's time to get started investing, and this book will absolutely help you or any of your family and friends get started in the stock market. Available at booktopia.com.au, as well as obviously Amazon and other online book retailers at the moment. But make sure you grab that copy so you are the first in Australia to get your hands on it when it launches on the 31st of August. So booktopia.com.au.
I've also heard that it makes a great Zoom background. Like if people are talking to you on a video call and they see the Get Started Investing book in your background, they will instantly respect you more, be kinder in meetings, and you'll overall have a better experience on Zoom. So that's a fringe benefit, not one we were expecting, but definitely one to keep in mind.
So enough of the chit chat. Let's get stuck into it. And we're here to talk going global. And it's pretty good timing, Ren, because, you know, we've seen, and this is not sponsored, but we've seen recently Superhero, one of the brokers here in Australia, announcing that they are introducing US shares onto their platform. Stake, who are a US, an Australian broker offering US stocks, announcing that they're going to add Australian shares to their broker platform. We've got Sharesies, a New Zealand broker now in Australia, offering Australia, US and New Zealand. So it's clear that the world is going global. And since you and I started investing many years ago, it's now incredibly easy to start investing overseas. So it's good to see. You love to see it.
Yeah, you love to see it. And you would love to see some of these players go a little bit more global. Shout out to Superhero, Stake, Sharesies, a number of other ones. Let's get some Europe. Let's get some Asia. Let's get some Africa going. let's go truly global. I mean, if we're not going to use our platform to push for more, then what are we doing here?
True. Well, we'll continue on the journey of trying to get Africa onto as many brokerage platforms as possible. But for now, let's just celebrate that the US is opening up.
Okay.
So I guess this leads really nicely into today's episode, which is all about how to go global. And, you know, last episode, we really spoke about the benefits of why you should be considering going global, and why Australia is a great market, but a tiny market relative to the rest of the world. And that really leads Ren to the point around, you know, the world is less risky than if you're just investing here in Australia.
Yeah, and it all comes back down to that word that you learn very early in your investing journey around diversification. And, you know, we are so tied to the fortunes of the Australian economy if we're living here in Australia, but the same applies wherever you are. If you're listening in Canada, you're tied to the fortunes of the Canadian economy, UK, you get it. Our jobs are in Australia. If we own a house, we own it in Australia. And for most of us, most of our investments in the stock market are in Australia, which means that if something happens to the Australian economy, all of those things suffer. You know, you might lose your job, your house price might fall, and your investments might fall. It's really hard to get a job overseas while living in Australia. It's really hard to buy a home overseas while living in Australia. But the one thing that you can do to diversify quite easily these days is to look outside Australia when you're investing. It's really just as easy as buying something in Australia, but it's just all about diversifying your sources of risk.
It is. And it's just so exciting. There's so many cool companies overseas that we can get into a little bit later. But
so that's the risk side, you know, diversification, reduce your risk. But what you just said there, it's the opportunity set. Australia is 2% of the global stock market. So from a risk perspective, it makes sense to look overseas. But from an opportunity set, it makes sense to look overseas.
Yeah, I mean, the Australian market here is predominantly miners and banks. You know, there's certainly no Apple or Microsoft over here in Australia. So,
to be fair to Australia, there's some great companies here in Australia.
Of course.
Let's not get it twisted.
Woolworths,
no, but you know, like,
yeah, I know.
There are companies taking on the world from Australia. No. Afterpay, Zip, ResMed, CSL. You know, there's Cochlear, like there's a bunch of great companies taking on the world. There's a bunch of great Australian companies, Seek, REA Group, you know. So let's not get it twisted. There are some great Australian companies, but there are some great global companies.
So we're going to discuss the key ways to invest overseas. And in our mind, there are three. So we can buy shares directly in overseas companies. We can invest in Australian listed products that give you access to markets overseas. Or you can back the professionals and let them do the investing on your behalf. So let's start with the first one, Ren, and that is buying shares directly, straight into the Amazon, straight into the Microsoft.
Yeah, well, it's funny that you say Amazon, because buying shares directly is similar to buying something on Amazon these days. The user experience is very similar, and it is just like buying Australian shares these days. There's a potentially a form or two that you need to fill out that you can do online through your broker. But aside from that, it is literally the same functionality. You jump onto an online broker, you search a stock, it comes up, you click buy, you check out, you're done.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It is mind-blowing. I know you're saying wow to the functionality and not to the quality of my explanation there.
Yeah, I'm blown away with the ease at which you've just explained how you can buy shares overseas. But that's pretty much it, Ren. You are right. And it's all, luckily you can do it through brokers here in Australia available to anyone really to sign up to.
Mm-mm. There's two key differences that I sort of touched on there. One is you obviously have to convert the money to whatever currency it is, but all these online platforms find a way to do that in a very easy way these days. And then secondly, there is a tax form that you've got to fill out, but again, you can do that all on the broker's website. But that is really the only difference these days. Those two things, you take them away and it is just as easy to buy Wells Fargo as it is Commonwealth Bank, or Walmart as it is Woolworths.
Yeah.
Which is pretty exciting.
Very exciting. I mean, a real life example, even last night, my partner Harriet, she's been investing in a bunch of ETFs, and her platform, Superhero, not sponsored, have just released US shares, and within an instant, she's buying Airbnb, Spotify, as easy as she's been buying skincare online. So it is amazing to see how easy it is. So
is skincare Harriet online a company, or is that just other purchases? Fair enough. So look, there's so many different platforms out there that offer different markets, and that's probably the key thing to think about here. If you do want to invest overseas, it matters which broker you sign up with, because they all offer different markets. We've pulled out a few just to give you an example, some of the more popular platforms in the Equity Mates community. But I think when we last counted, there was over 30 online brokers in Australia.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're obviously not going to just start reading out the list. So whatever broker you're with, jump on, do some research, or if you want to, compare, you know, some of those sites like Finder and Canstar can help you compare what markets you can access. But I think, and tell me if you disagree, Bryce, but
okay,
I'm gonna say Interactive Brokers might have the most markets, but I think of the commonly used platforms in the Equity Mates community, CommSec probably still is number one in terms of the markets it offers.
Yes, but I would say the ease at which you can invest in those markets through CommSec is not as straightforward as, you know, some of the other brokers that just have US or whatever. I'm pretty sure.
You've just taken the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, great. Well, luckily we're in sync today. That's good.
We're in sync. So you've absolutely nailed it. For CommSec, I was reading their PDS last night. You can obviously buy Australian shares online. You can buy US shares online. And then they have a number of other countries that you can buy shares from: Canada, UK, Japan, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, basically all of Europe. There were like 14 countries. I couldn't be bothered to write them all down. New Zealand, Israel. That's a lot of markets that you can access, but you do have to call up. And as millennials, you know how much we hate calling people on the phone. So
yeah, where's the simple WhatsApp?
or
the, TikTok.
they offer a lot of markets, but one thing that we want to look for is that online shopping functionality. And so then there are a bunch of others. eToro, they offer an eclectic mix of markets, shall I say. They've got the standard ones, US, Europe, Hong Kong. They also have Saudi Arabia, which I was surprised by.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Go eToro. What the biggest company over in Saudi Arabia is the, what's it called? The oil one? Saudi Aramco.
Saudi Aramco. Yeah.
It's the only one I know. But look, Ren, there are a bunch of others as well that offer international markets. So one of our favorites that we have been using for a while now is IG. They have US, Europe, and Australia. No New Zealand, surely.
They might, yeah. Look, honestly, if I can give a message to all the online brokers out there, make it easier to find out the markets that you offer. Like IG, I'll use as an example because we were talking about them. They make it very easy to see what CFDs you can trade, but they don't just have a clean list, or it's not easily findable, a clean list of these are the markets you can buy stocks in.
Yeah, good call.
So that's, again, just using our platform to make things a little easier for the retail investor.
Advocate for the retail investor.
Yeah.
then you've got those companies that have just come to Australia. So we mentioned Sharesies. They're a New Zealand broker. They offer US, New Zealand, and Australian markets. Self-Wealth have just launched US. They also have Australia. And then Stake and Superhero. Stake offers Australia, New Zealand, and US, and Superhero is US and Australia. So a lot of competition coming in, Ren. Again, we love to see it here at Equity Mates because at the end of the day, it just gives more choice to the Equity Mates community.
Yeah, and I think you can see the key commonality there is that basically all of these brokers that go international will start with the US, and that makes sense because if you think back to our last episode when we were talking about the size of the US market, I think North America as a continent is like 41% of the global stock market, and the majority of that is in the US. So if you have access to, you know, Australia and the US, that is a massive opportunity set there. Obviously, you know, Asia, Europe, there's a lot more opportunity there. So hopefully we see these platforms continue to expand. But there's a lot of choice out there. There's no one right choice when it comes to picking a broker. I think it's important to know that you don't have to be restricted to just Australian stocks these days.
Yeah, exactly. So, Ren, that's really a nice tie-up of buying shares directly. You can do it. You just need to make sure your broker offers the markets that you're interested in buying in. So before we jump in and have a look at using Australian listed passive products and also backing the professionals, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, Ren, if you're not feeling comfortable investing directly in overseas companies yourself and making those investment decisions and putting in the time and the research, the good news is that you don't have to limit yourself to that to invest overseas. There are a number of products listed on the Australian Stock Exchange that actually give exposure to foreign countries, and we're going to have a chat about that now.
Yeah, so if we take a step back, it's a fund or a company that is listed on the Australian stock market. So people buy and sell that company or that fund via the Australian Stock Exchange. But what that company or fund holds are shares in global companies, so shares outside Australia. So it, you know, it means for people who only want to buy and sell things in Australian dollars and buy and sell things on the ASX, they can get they can buy things that then hold international shares and that way get exposure to the performance of international shares.
Mm. And how would I find these products?
Google.
Nice.
No, so we'll talk about things that are like managed by professional fund managers in a second. So put a pin in that. But the main type of investment here are just index funds or ETFs that track an index. And so, you know, when we talk about an index, we just talk about a basket of stocks that represents the majority of a stock market. So in Australia, we have the ASX 200 index that has a little bit of the 200 biggest stocks in Australia and just holds them and makes no decisions about buying or selling or trading. And if you buy an ASX 200 ETF, you get a little bit of all those 200 companies in one easy trade. And then if the Australian market goes well, that goes well. If the Australian market goes poorly, that goes poorly. But all it does is track the market. And there are indexes for every major stock market. So there's the S&P 500, which is the 500 biggest American stocks. There's the NASDAQ 100, which is 100 of the biggest stocks on the NASDAQ, which is more technology focused. The FTSE 100 is the 100 biggest UK stocks. So they all track like particular countries. Then there's also things like the MSCI All World Index that buys a little bit of most companies in the world. I think it's like 20, yeah, it's about 50 countries it has some shares in. And so it basically is like, we're going to try and track the global stock market.
Mm. I remember when we spoke to Lars Kreuer on the Equity Mates Investing podcast, and he was a fund manager from London, and he said that his strategy was to just buy the All World Index for the next 40 years, throw in a couple of bonds, and that was his strategy. And so, look, it's an interesting index, 50 countries there. But you're right, Ren.
Before you move on, like that's not an uncommon strategy. Warren Buffett has often said that when he dies, his suggestion to his heirs, I guess, is to put 90% of their money in an S&P 500 index fund, which is, you know, the 500 biggest US stocks. And then I think the last 10% in cash, and that should be their investment strategy. So buying these indexes is a pretty popular strategy.
So, yeah, again, how do you do this? All of these ETFs are available through your broker platform. Because they're going to be Australian listed, then obviously you need to be signed up to a broker that has the Australian markets. So if you are investing, if you are part of the community overseas, the same would apply to the markets that of your home country. There will be ETFs that allow you access to many markets around the world. But there are plenty of providers as well that offer these products. So if you're looking at the S&P 500 ETF, you've got here in Australia, BetaShares will have one, Vanguard will have one, iShares will have one. Pretty sure, you know, ETF Securities, there's a bunch of ETF providers that all offer very similar products when it comes to these markets. So just have a little bit of a look around in terms of fees and those sorts of things, which we've discussed plenty of times on the show.
And just in terms of when we say they can be bought and sold like shares, we literally do mean that. So, you know, Commonwealth Bank, you search CBA, which is their ticker code, and you buy shares in Commonwealth Bank. All of these ETFs similarly have a 3 or 4 digit ticker code that you type in and you buy in exactly the same way you buy shares.
Yeah, super easy. So the final way that you can invest in international markets, so we've spoken about buying shares directly through your broker, then there are the Australian listed passive products, those ETFs that we've spoken about. The third and final way that you can invest overseas is to actually back the professionals and give your money to professional Australian-based investors who will then take that money in their own fund and invest it around the world or in sort of specific foreign countries, be it India, Southeast Asia, other geographies around the world. And This is where you might get a bit more of a strategy around the type of investments that are made compared to, say, an ETF of the S&P 500. So, Ren, something that we're both doing.
So, yeah, something that we're both doing. Now, there are a few different ways that you can actually do this. So the traditional way was called sort of unlisted funds, and that was where you saved up your money, you know, got a certain amount of money together, filled out a bunch of paper forms, faxed them maybe the scanned to email.
It's ridiculous.
Hate the paperwork.
It's ridiculous. Do they want our money or not? Jeez.
Yeah, I know. And then you basically sent a check with all the paperwork to this fund manager. They took your money, invested it on your behalf. When you wanted to get the money back from the fund manager, hopefully it was bigger than when you gave it to them. You filled out some more forms and they probably sent you a check back. So that still exists. And there's a number of fund managers that do that. Bryce and I have actually slogged through the paperwork. It's an option that people can consider. But for people who are just getting started in their investing journey, perhaps don't have as much money to invest, you know, some of the minimums for these funds are like 10 grand, 20 grand, some up to like 250 grand. That's the one that Bryce is in.
That'd be nice.
But for people who don't have as much money or don't want to put like 10 grand with one fund manager to begin with, you can now also buy and sell units in these professionally managed funds through the stock market in the same way that you can buy and sell shares.
Yeah, that's right, Ren. It's a trend that we're actually seeing a lot at the moment, and that is a lot of these funds are creating what we call active ETFs, or there are a number of listed investment companies that you can also buy and access through the Australian Stock Exchange. So, for example, you and I have invested in an unlisted fund through Magellan. It was their global fund, MGF, but what they've now done is turned that fund into an ETF, active ETF as well, and made it available on the Australian Stock Exchange. So just like you and I have our money directly in Magellan, you can now buy through the ASX, just like any ETF, units in the Magellan Global Fund managed by Hamish Douglas and his team, and trade that ETF just like you would any other stock or ETF on the stock market. And of course, then you're getting access to Magellan, investing that money right across the globe. So it's pretty good what's happening at the moment in terms of all these fund managers now making their funds somewhat available through these active ETFs and LICs.
Yeah, you're right, Bryce. This is a real trend with fund managers at the moment, realizing that retail investors like you and I want the easy availability of just being able to buy and sell units in their fund just through the stock market, you know, with one or two clicks through our online brokers, rather than 10 or 20 pages worth of paperwork and a fax machine. I think so. You said Magellan was MGF. I think their active ETF is actually MGOC. MGF is closed, so that's a listed investment company. Let's not worry too much about the difference here. But it's a trend that we're seeing more and more. The amount of fund managers that are making their funds available on the stock market is increasing. And for retail investors, that's a really good thing, because gone are the days where you had to have, you know, a $10,000 minimum to get access to these, you know, professional fund managers. You can now do it with as little as $500, I guess. Sometimes even less, depending on your broker. Mm. And basically what happens when you buy a unit in an active ETF of a professional fund manager is they get that money and then they invest it on your behalf. And if their investment strategy does well, the price of the ETF goes up and you can sell that at any time for more than you bought it for. If their strategy isn't so good or isn't doing too well and they are losing money, then the price of the ETF goes down. So it's just a different way to back the professionals than the traditional way, but the outcome is the same. You're putting your money with them and you do well if their strategy does well.
It's a great way to get a little bit of different exposure and some smarts, potential smarts behind the money. I think keep in mind, though, just because they are professional fund managers, it doesn't mean they always outperform the market. So make sure you do have a look at the performance of these fund managers before you dive in.
Sorry, just before we put a bow on it, people might be wondering, well, how do I find, you know, what fund managers are available to me? There's a number of, I guess, publications / websites, PDF documents embedded on websites. I don't know what you would classify that as, but if you want to see a list of like all the different professional fund managers that you can look at investing, putting your money with, Morningstar have some great resources, and the ASX themselves have some great resources. So they're probably two places to start your research if you're interested to find out what professionals are out there.
Certainly worth having a look at. I agree, Ren. Morningstar would be probably the best place to start. Plenty of stuff on
there. They do a monthly report that is probably a good starting point. But yeah, so I think, look, if we just sum up the three ways, how we conceptualize the three ways to invest overseas in terms of talking about the actual how, the first is the do-it-yourself, do your own research, find companies that you like, and buy those shares directly. So that's number one. Number two is just track the whole market. Just buy ETFs that track indexes of overseas markets, and then you're just exposed to how that overseas country stock market goes, whether it's America, whether it's a country in Europe, a country in Asia. You can just say, I don't want to make a decision myself. I just want to track the overall market to get exposure to something outside Australia. That's option number two, the passive option. And then option number three is the find someone to do it for you option, back the professionals, find a fund manager that invests overseas, and give them the responsibility of doing the research and making the decisions about making the right investments overseas.
Nice, Ren. Well, I think a good way to close is just to remind the Get Started Investing community that if you are wanting to invest overseas, and we've just put three ways to do it in front of you, similar to when you're investing in Australian shares, there is no right or wrong way. There's no perfect answer. It's really up to you and where you're at in your investing journey, your risk tolerance. But there are plenty of options, as we've just walked through, to at least get you on your way and get you investing overseas. And in the next episode, to close out this three-parter on going global, we're going to talk about some of the factors that you should consider beyond just how to invest overseas. So we're going to talk about currency risk. We're going to talk about actually finding information, and then some thoughts on building a portfolio around the world. So some key things to consider in the next episode if you are looking to get out of Australia. So Ren, as always, great to chat stocks. Just a reminder to anyone in the Get Started Investing community to help us find more potential investors and to continue growing Get Started Investing, we would really appreciate if you could rate and review us on your podcast app. I'm pretty sure only Apple allows you to do so, but you know, it would be really appreciated if you are an iPhone user to rate us on the Apple podcast app. 5 stars would be amazing. So, Ren, always good to chat stocks, and we'll pick it up next week.
Sounds good.
Get Started Investing is a product of Equity Bates Media. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional finance, legal, or tax advice. The hosts of Get Started Investing are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. Do not take financial advice from a podcast. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the Equity Mates website, where you can find the ASIC resources and find a registered financial professional near you. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media and the hosts of Get Started Investing acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.